Up next, folks, our very good friend, Mr. Paul Brandt. Have a listen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Listening to The Drew Marshall Show, 10 long years of celebrities and the rest of us living messy lives with, hopefully, a real God in the middle of it all.
Well, folks, our good friend, country superstar Paul Brandt is back like a recurring nightmare. He's about to embark on a 20-city tour promoting his latest CD, a gospel album called Just As I Am. Between May 15th and June 7th, Paul Brandt will be hitting a city near you. Let me tell you, Just As I Am, this CD was recently named one of the top country albums of 2012 from iTunes Canada in the company of Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood, and the Zac Brown Band. And the Just As I Am tour will take place in a number of churches across Canada, and tickets are on sale now. PaulBrandt.com is where you want to go. Paul, I trust you are still back in the homeland near Calgary. Is that correct? Is that where you are right now?
I am hanging out in Calgary today, and like you said, back like a bad nightmare. Wow.
What? What? Listen, you and I, you know, every time
back
you're
like
on
it, spring, back like summer.
Yeah, I could have chosen something perky and pretty, but I didn't. Okay.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing quite well. I would like to actually play a little game with you, sir, if you don't mind.
Oh, I love games.
We are going to do a little trivia here on the Drew Marshall Show.
All right.
And we're just going to see what kind of a country music guy you really are.
Oh, great. Okay.
You ready? Right. I'm going to give you a choice of three different categories.
Yeah.
Country Music Hall of Fame trivia.
Yeah.
Country music trivia.
Okay.
Or George Jones trivia.
Oh, man.
Your choice.
I'll take country music trivia.
All right, country music trivia.
As much as I'm saddened by the loss of Mr. Jones.
Yes, well, we've been chatting about Mr. Jones all day. Mr. Jones had the ability to make your dog weep.
Oh, I'll tell you, what a voice.
Hey?
There'll never be another.
He'd make your roof leak.
Yes, he could.
I'm a big fan of James Taylor, and James Taylor really tried to get one hurting song on every album, and I think he was a big fan of Mr. Jones as well. Anyway, let's go to country music trivia.
All right.
Here we go. 10 questions from country music trivia. Number one, what was the Dixie Chicks' first album?
Dixie Chicks' first album. Was it Fly? No, that wasn't bad.
Is that your final answer?
No.
10 seconds.
What do I have? 10 seconds.
Ten seconds.
Okay. This is... Born to Run. That's my final answer.
Survey says. Yeah, you suck. Thank heavens for Dale Evans was their first album.
Really?
Did you know that? No, I guess not.
No.
Which country singer was married briefly to actress Julia Roberts?
To Julia Roberts?
Yes, sir. And I'm not sure whether you call him a country singer, but, you know, close enough.
Oh, okay, so there's a bit of a broad category here. You might have listened to country once.
Let me give you a hint. Here's a hint.
Yeah.
He's butt ugly.
Oh, you know what? Oh, you know, that's going to be really bad now.
Yeah, because now you know the answer. What's the answer?
Oh, man. And I can totally see him because it's Lyle Lovett, isn't it?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Paul Brandt with a correct answer on the Drew Marshall Show.
That's horrible.
All he needed was the ugly.
I love Lyle, and he probably thinks I don't look that great either. So.
Who was the first country singer to be a musical guest on Saturday Night Live?
Wow.
And, little clue, she's Canadian.
Really?
The first country singer to be a musical guest on Saturday Night Live. And she's Canadian.
Mm.
She used to sing songs for all those older people who used to go down to Florida during the winter.
Could it be Anne Marie?
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. There we go.
I'm really appreciating the help that you're giving here. That's fabulous.
Well done. Well done. All right.
Spelling people's names, I know I'm in big trouble.
If you get two more correct...
Oh, I can't wait to see what I get.
We'll stop. No, if you get two more correct, we will donate some money to some charity, okay?
Oh, okay. Great.
For the kids or something.
Fabulous.
Here we go. What TV sitcom featured Reba McEntire in the starring role?
Reba?
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness!
Didn't even get three bars.
Wow.
I was thinking, wow, this might be a trick one here, but yeah.
Wow. He is a hot rod tonight.
Thank you.
I don't know what that means. All right, number seven. What act was the first to be inducted into both the Country Music and the Rock and Rolls Hall of Fame?
What act?
Yes. Well, what singer? What singer?
Country Music and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes. What singer? Both Halls of Fame.
Could it be Garth Brooks?
You're so absolutely wrong. Let me just give you a clue.
It would have made sense, though.
It would have. Let me give you a clue. Black. And not Clint. Yeah.
Cash.
Mr. Johnny Cash. All you have to do is get one more right, and we donate money to a children's charity.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Who was, let's go with this, who won the Academy of Country Music's first Entertainer of the Year Award?
Academy of Country Music's first Entertainer of the Year Award.
Yep.
Merle Haggard.
Yes!
Nice!
Woo! We are so excited here in the Drew Marshall.
You're giving me the working man's blues here, I'll tell you. I'm working hard.
Did we say you had to have two more, or was that the last? Was that
no,
the last?
That was
the second one.
I'm pretty sure I got it. I think
ladies and gentlemen, the Drew Marshall Show will now donate $100 to our favorite children's charity, My Kids.
Yes, or mine. 50 to mine.
50 to yours, 50 to mine. How's that?
That works well.
Feed the children. Feed mine.
Get them to university.
This is the bonus round. And if you don't get this one right, you are just an absolute loser.
Oh, man.
Which Canadian province is the only province to field two NHL teams? Does not have any representation in this year's NHL playoffs.
Let me see. That's a real tough one. Could it be Alberta?
Oh, buddy. What is going on out there? Seriously.
I know. I'll tell you. Yeah, I had a friend of mine, you know, someone gave me an Oilers jersey, and he's a big Oilers fan. He's just moved down to the Calgary area. So I said, hey, you'll probably get a lot more use out of this than I will, and I gave it to him. And the next day, the Oilers beat the Flames, and he tweeted me and said, hey, do you want your jersey back? And, you know, it's just – and now I just called him and was like, you know what? You know, you can try and make fun of me as much as you want, but we're really in the same boat here, mister.
Wow.
It's tough. It's
wow.
Tough.
Are you sad that you lost your captain of the Calgary Flames?
You know, Jerome was great. You know, I spoke at a prayer breakfast here in Calgary one time, and they had asked me a few years back, and I think I met him there for the first time, and
yeah.
Just a really great guy and great community guy. You know, and I think that for that, you know, side of it, yeah, we definitely miss him. But I look at the chances that, you know, that he has moving on to a new team, and I think that from a, you know, personal and career standpoint, I think everyone in Calgary, as much as we miss him, we, you know, we wish him the best. I mean,
yeah.
He gave everything he could when he was here.
No, he quite a class act. Everybody that I know who knows him has said great things about him. So
yeah, no, good guy.
Speaking of good guys, you know, we're a big fan of yours, and so obviously we wanted to get you back on real quick just to talk about this upcoming tour, the Just As I Am tour. Let me run down the cities real quick. Kamloops, Abbotsford, Kelowna, Cranbrook, Calgary, Red Deer, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Clarenport, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay, Sudbury, Oakville, London, Cambridge, Belleville, Ottawa, and St. Catharines. Folks, a 20-city tour, I believe, of the Just As I Am thing, whatever that is. So you're going to, but you're going to churches, man. You're going to churches. Are we going to have?
I wanted to kind of keep the music in context, you know, and what we're doing with this tour is a bit unique as well. We've asked all of the different churches that we're stopping at to identify a local charity. And then that they work with, and that they're really excited about working with, and then we're gonna take the proceeds from the tour. So everything that the tour makes is gonna go to that local charity, but also to a project that we're working on in Haiti right now. And I had a chance to go down to Haiti a couple of years ago and meet some great folks down there that are doing just amazing work helping the people get back on their feet. And we're gonna take a fan with us in the fall, so we're running a contest as well, and we'll be picking one person to go down with me, and I'll show them what we're doing down there in Haiti. And I just thought, in the spirit of that and the spirit of these songs, as much as we'll be playing, get this, we'll be playing Convoy in the churches and doing it kind of bluegrass style. That's
nice.
Going to be really interesting. But, mix in some of the hits and play these sacred hymns and do it in a way that's just fun, this is the music that I grew up on and really cut my teeth on and got started with. So I'm pretty pumped about getting out there and doing all this.
You know, we talked earlier about losing George Jones, but just last week we lost George Bev, George Beverly Shea, and I mean, there's a guy that that really got this whole. A lot of the songs that really influenced the gospel side of your career came out of this guy.
Well, I had a chance to meet him at an event a few years back, and I tweeted out a picture of the two of us together, and I think it's probably the longest my hair has ever been. I'm sure he was looking at me like, who's this hippie, it was pretty cool, to meet somebody who has had such a career of excellence and you could say that about him on either side, whether you're talking about the secular music world or the gospel music world. I mean, he did it. I mean, he's Grammys and Grammy nominations and the whole thing, traveling the world singing his music. So he was someone I really looked up to. As a kid growing up, heard his music all the time.
Well, let me just, for the folks here in Ontario, lay out this stuff one more time here. May 28th, Thunder Bay, Ontario, Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. May 30th, Sudbury, Ontario, Glad Tidings Church, one of the cleanest churches in the world. May 31st, Oakville.
Tidy.
Yeah, there we go. That was just wrong. May 31st, Oakville, Ontario, the Meeting House. Speaking of hippies, Bruxy Cavey. June 3rd, London, Ontario, London Gospel Temple. June 4th, Cambridge, Ontario, Forward Church, which is an oxymoron for most churches. June 5th, Belleville, Ontario, Maranatha Church. I actually had a horse in California when I used to live in California, Palomino, and I called the horse Maranatha.
Maranatha.
Yep. June 6th, back when I was a real Christian. June 6th, Ottawa, Ontario, Woodville Pentecostal, and then June 7th, St. Catharines at Bethany Community Church. Listen, I hope this thing rocks. We're going to see you in Oakville, so I look forward to
I heard you're going to bring a camera down, and we're trying to get Strombo to bring his mom.
You saw that. I saw your tweet about, hey, George, bring your mom. I know she likes gospel music, so I followed that up with, yeah.
He told me that the song that she wants played at her funeral, I believe, was Just As I Am.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So. You sing seven verses of Just As I Am, people go down front just as they are, and they leave just as they were. I don't know, something like that.
Or is it just to get you to stop singing?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Listen, is there anything you want to say about Casey Clark at this point in time?
Why do you ask about Casey?
Last time we had Paul on the show, we secretly tried to get him to talk smack about Casey while having Casey on the line in the background. And
Casey, he's a buddy of mine.
Yeah,
I love him to death. He's a great guy, and he's moving out west, I believe.
Yeah, he lives in BC now. So.
Yeah, I'm hoping we'll get a chance to see him a little bit more every once in a while.
That'd be good. Listen, Paul, we love you, and I don't mean that in a weird way, just sort of a bromance way.
I appreciate that.
And I wish you the best for this tour. Again, you've engineered the tar out of this thing. What a beautifully, beautifully sounding, beautiful sounding CD this is. Very well done.
I appreciate you saying that. Thank you very much.
Take care, Paul.
Good talking to you. See you.
All right, bye-bye. Paul Brandt, ladies and gentlemen. He's actually a guy I look up to. I just thought I'd say that. I really
and
do.
You're taller than him, so that's big deal.
He better not have any, what are we
saying? Skeletons in the closet.
Well, yeah, or drum. I don't want to see him on E! I don't want to see him on TMZ. Let me just say that. Okay? Stay with us. Have a little listen to Paul Brandt as we go out.
Thank you.
Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without all man of God I come.
Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened-to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.